Welcome to the Girls Gotta Heal podcast, where we dive into the everyday issues of your modern day resilient healing woman and get real about the ups and downs of healing and personal growth, navigating our mental health relationships, various setbacks, and grieving those we've lost can get very messy while we're also trying to figure out who we are. I totally get it, and I'll guide you through. I got you. I'm your host, Karen Pileggi, and in each episode, we uncover new, empowering topics that you have likely experienced in your journey or will. Empowering one another is so this decade, and so is living up to our full potential. This is the time to become more confident in exploring your relationship with yourself and looking inward. You don't have to have it all figured out today, but you're here and now is a good start. I want you to be your best self. I'm always going to be rooting for you. This girl's got to heal. Hello, everyone. Today, I want to get into bracing for the holidays. This is a really important topic to me, and a lot of what GGH was founded on was connecting to a grief community. And it started for me really wanting to share my experience and the things that I've collected over time while navigating through my own grief and wanting to help the next person out. Bracing the holidays is an important topic to get into because I feel like a lot of our triggers and trauma come out around this time. For many, the holidays are something that people look forward to. It represents having a break. It represents connecting with family and friends. It represents beautiful clothes and decorations and happiness, essentially. And for those who have really gone through a lot of trauma and significant changes that have rerouted the entire course of their life, the holidays can represent something completely different. So why I really want you to listen to this particular episode is because you may not necessarily be impacted by grief and loss and struggles with mental health at this particular time, or really connect to what I'm saying in the connection between the holidays bringing up certain triggers for people. But I guarantee you definitely know a friend, a family member, a coworker who really struggles during this time. And what I really want with Girls Gotta Heal is to break barriers, to spread more awareness, to end stigma. And that comes with us being more aware and being allies to those who are struggling and those who we can hold space for when they're down. So this is why I want you to listen. Although it might not necessarily personally affect you, you have a role in supporting someone, whether it's now or in the future, or maybe you want to right a wrong that you had done in the past. Maybe you weren't really in the right headspace to support somebody who was struggling during the holidays or during an anniversary that came up for them. But you always have the chance to learn and to grow, and this is definitely the time to do it. So what the holidays can look for someone who has lost a loved one or experienced crisis during these times, that can be experiencing abuse, conflict, having parents separate, experiencing a really significant move from a childhood home, experiencing a really significant dip in their mental health, feeling isolated during this time in the past. The holidays can, while they can represent happiness, they can also represent a really tough space for someone. Again, what it can look like for someone who has gone through these things in the past during the holidays is a lot of sadness, a lot of isolation, a lot of guilt and shame, and just feeling uncomfortable. For myself, why this topic is so important is because before my dad had passed, he was in the hospital for quite some time. And a lot of our holidays, a lot of our weekends and days throughout the week were spent with him in this space that is not designed to be very family friendly and homey. You know, at the end of the day, you just want to go home. This space became home for us. We spent a lot of holidays in there. We spent a lot of holidays in a really shitty waiting room with outdated furniture and couches. But at the end of the day, we were willing to do that for somebody we loved. We loved being together and wanted to be together. So it didn't matter where we were at. And of course, the space we were in, they tried decorating and making it feel as comfortable for people as possible. It was still really hard because at the end of the day, I wasn't able to go back home and enjoy the holidays. And when I did, it was a completely different space. I just didn't care anymore. It looked different for me. So years after my dad had passed, I think we had spent about 5 years not really celebrating Christmas. And for us, traditionally, that meant putting up a tree, decorations. My dad loved miniature, like setting up a miniature town. So we would always buy little pieces for this. And by the way, our family still hasn't reintroduced this. Some things are still so hard, but I'm hopeful we will one day. Anyways, we loved baking and cooking holiday treats. I have a huge extended family, fortunate enough to have that on both sides, and we would spend time with both sides of our family. And it just represented, typically, before all this had this trauma had happened, it represented a pretty good time for us. So in the years after he had passed, it was really hard to celebrate that. We were just so shut down. We didn't talk about it, and we didn't do all these things. Christmas and the holiday season just kind of came and passed. But what was really difficult was seeing others experience it and enjoy it and kind of having to play along with it like you were also enjoying it. So what I mean by this is at school or at work or in my friend circle, just, you know, those friends that are very into the holidays, talking about the movies and the food and getting together with people and going to this spot downtown. And you just kind of had to sit there through that conversation and just, I guess, not want to damper the mood with how you were experiencing that time. But I think the most difficult part was that life continued and the world kept going and people kept celebrating, and it was hard. And I'm not saying that people need to stop being happy if they know someone who has lost someone during the holiday season or the holidays are hard for them. You don't have to like not be happy or like share that you are excited or looking forward to something, but you can do that in addition to holding space for them and allowing them to share how they're feeling and what's going on for them, and possibly encouraging them to head in the direction of making new memories and making new traditions and just doing things that make them happy and being there for them and asking them what they need from you. It also sucks, and it's really hard to listen to someone complain about their relatives when you have an ill parent or relative, or you have lost someone so important to you that has changed how you completely view the world, and just having to sit through that. I think that for me was one of my huge triggers. I think another thing that most people who struggle with the holidays feel is sometimes feeling guilt for wanting to celebrate, as well as that big and obvious feeling for them of just knowing that you used to have somebody celebrating with you, or you used to be celebrating in a different type of way. And that's something you can't really get back. You don't have that anymore. And again, what I really want people to understand who haven't really lost anybody or are impacted during the holidays or triggered during the holidays is that it's so important to just be mindful. Be mindful that not everyone is having the same experience as you. And it works both ways for both people. You know, the person who is very happy and the person who is very depressed and down or triggered by the holidays. We just have to be mindful that people are having different experiences and be able to hold space for them. So that means being supportive, listening, just being there, honestly, and not making them feel uncomfortable during conversations. I think in the years that followed my dad's passing, like I said, Christmas and honestly any holiday was really tough, but Christmas especially was tough because that was one of the last times that I had seen my dad in our house. I don't exactly remember which day it was, and I really beat myself up about this. This will be another topic for another episode. Our brain has a way of making us forget certain things in order to protect us. So I can't quite remember which day it was, but I do know that our tree was up and we had gifts under there. And that was the last night that I saw him before the next morning. He was brought in an ambulance to the hospital with my mom, and my mom had rushed in our bedrooms to tell us that she was going, and that was the last time that he had been in our house. So that, on top of the years to follow and how we celebrated Christmas, were really hard for me. So that one especially is difficult for me. So in my experience, I knew that I was never going to get a Christmas with my dad again in that type of way that we had usually been celebrating. And that was a really tough pill to swallow. That took years and years to swallow, and it's still really tough to swallow it. And I'm sure you can hear that through my voice, that it does bring up certain things for me. But over time, I've become a little bit better at being mindful of who I'm surrounding myself with, how much I share, how much I'm going out, listening to my body more, and also building new memories and new traditions with my family. And it really took us time for each of us to arrive at that place and in our own times. Like we didn't arrive at that all together. And I think for us, it really started with getting back to things that we love. So all of us really love, well, not all of us, minus my brother, really love baking. So we got back into that. We really love giving back to people. So we would put together different cookie packages and things like that. It makes us feel good to give back to people we love and people in our community as well. So we kind of got back to celebrating through connecting to what we loved when we were ready to at our own pace. And I think, again, that is another piece for people supporting us to remember, is that we have to arrive there on our own. You can't just tell them, oh, next year you'll be ready, or maybe you guys should do this. Just go for it. Just do it. Like, you have to have an open ear and an open heart to understanding that not everybody arrives there at the time you might think. I had also lost several family members. So because of that, that really impacted the dynamic in our extended family and how often we would see each other. So that was kind of a ripple effect. But I know for others who might not necessarily particularly connect with the loss of someone around the holidays or feeling loss and missing them during the holidays, they also might have experienced crisis during this time. Maybe they had experienced a lot of financial strain and they saw their parents or caregivers really struggling to provide for them. So they didn't always celebrate, or maybe they do have some guilt around that. Maybe they had experienced abuse to an extent, or there was a lot of fighting and arguing around these times within their family. So it isn't enjoyable because of that imprint left on them. So just being supportive of people, however they show up and however they arrive in the holiday season, maybe people aren't ready to talk about why they feel the way that they do, but just being mindful that everyone has a different experience and the holidays mean something different. And you know me, I'm always going to be bringing it back to society and the images that we see, because these are really important to us. Of course, during the holiday season, November, December, even January, we are hit so hard with commercials, advertisements in stores, our workplace even being decorated, or going to certain places and seeing people dressed up in a certain way and just celebrating. So I think that society oftentimes glamorizes this season, this holiday season, and that can make someone who is really going through it feel even shittier, because naturally human nature for us to compare. And when you're feeling low and you're scrolling on your phone, or you're going out, even if you're going out to Walmart, or you're going downtown, or you're watching some kind of parade on TV, you feel awful because you see people being so happy and you feel like, this is what I should be feeling, but I don't. So I think this podcast episode is really important for me to talk about, because I want people to know that they're not alone. And it does feel very shitty to receive all that input of, you know, society and all of that, just really glamorizing the holidays. And the holidays can be really hard for people. I think more recently I've seen Christmas movies, holiday movies that do shine a light on maybe there being a loss, or this particular season being very difficult for the main character. So I do appreciate those ones, because it's not all about love and gifts and happiness for people. Sometimes that's what it's rooted in, but sometimes it's really not for others. And maybe sometimes people, although it wasn't rooted in that, they'll eventually get there on their own time. If you are someone who is triggered during this season, of course the things that you are watching and viewing and surrounding yourself with can really ignite those triggers. So things I would say to be mindful of, if you are very fresh in feeling hit by the holidays, I would say be mindful of what you're taking in, whether that's what you're scrolling on through your phone, social media, TV. I would also say be very patient with yourself and meet yourself where you're at. Nobody is watching you with a microscope and checking on you. You need to arrive at a place that you eventually feel like you can enjoy it, or you can get through it on your own, at your own pace and your own time. And nobody can tell you otherwise, because nobody has the same story as you. Another tip I would give is be hopeful and know that eventually in time, you can create your own memories and your own traditions however you like. And although nothing replaces this beautiful image we have in our head or the memories we have or the people that we love so much being there and them not being able to experience that with us anymore, you can get to a place where you switch up the narrative and you choose how you want to celebrate. It might not look the same. It might not be a big feast with 40 people and 1,000 gifts under the tree. It might be a group of 4 or 5 of your closest family members playing games and doing Kris Kringle where there's only one gift and you just really enjoy your time together. That is actually an example of what my family has done. We just really kind of focus on ourselves and kind of quietly acknowledge that we have all experienced really tough years. We all have experienced really hard times with our mental health and working through our grief. And we still do to this day, but I think we've gotten to a place where we so appreciate one another and we so value each other. We see the strength in each and every one of our family members and we just love being together. So we've reached a place where we have such gratitude. I'm grateful that I get to sit on my couch at my table and eat my food rather than what we've experienced in the past. And although we don't have everyone we want at this table, we love the people that are at this table. So earlier I did give you some tips for those who are experiencing being triggered by the holidays or have over the last few years, as well as for those who are being that support and being that ally for their friends and their family members who are really struggling during this time, whether they're currently experiencing crisis or trauma or some kind of a loss, or they have in the past, and this is just a really hard time. But I did want to leave you with a few questions, as I always do. The first question being, what is your experience with this holiday season in particular? How has that looked like for you? And I don't want you to be comparing to what it should be or what it should have been. In your experience, what does this holiday season mean for you and what has it meant for you? The second question I want to ask you is, what particular things have you noticed are triggering for you? Is it when someone mentions a certain phrase? Is it watching a certain commercial? Is it the weather changing? What is it exactly that triggers you? And you might not quite know this yet because our body will signal to us something before our brain can even catch up to it, is what I really notice with trauma. You don't have to figure it out right now, as with anything, but really sit with yourself and over the next week or so and ask yourself, what are the things that are triggering for me? Because I think that awareness is a really big key in healing and figuring out how you can support yourself. So being aware of, you know, or reflecting on patterns and being aware of, oh, that's that thing that, you know, every time that comes up, I do feel this way. Being aware of that, you can now limit your exposure or just not be around it anymore and you don't owe anybody an explanation. And the third thing I want to leave you with is something a little bit more uplifting. What is a future tradition that you would like to see be introduced in your future family or for your future self? What is something that you haven't done but you really do want to eventually work toward incorporating or you would like to see for yourself happen? Shout out to you for sticking through this whole episode today and experiencing all the emotional bumps as we continue to hold space for each other and show up for one another during these times. Be mindful of who you're surrounding yourself with and really allow yourself to feel what you need to during this time. There's going to be some days where those are designated cry days and maybe you didn't expect that to happen, but that's just what it is. Some days might be filled with movie marathons. Other days you might feel a bit connected to nature and being outside and wanting to experience the cold on your skin and that adrenaline of just exploring. So really allow yourself to meet yourself where you're at. To stay connected, visit www.girlsgottaheal.com and check out the previous blog posts that I've written on grief, holidays, and various losses. I never want you to feel alone, and you so don't have to this season. Make sure you're taking care of yourself, and we'll talk soon.